It's Wendy Snyder, and I am sitting in for Bob Surratt for less than a week because he is going to be back in action next Tuesday. He's been on vacation. Dean is on assignment as well, and Dean's Entertainment Report is sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. And joining us again, so I can wish him a happy Halloween for the third day in a row, is Alex Zalbin, host of Comic Book Club. Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm great, Wendy, and I will take a happy Halloween every single day. I love it. Happy Halloween to you as well.
Thank you so much. We are going to talk about maybe some scary stuff to stream for Halloween. But first, Andy, you've been watching Only Murders in the Building. I was late to the party. I didn't even realize the last season just happened.
Yeah, we're like three episodes in, and I just love the camaraderie between those three characters. It's actually believable.
It is really good. And Alex, we were talking briefly about this yesterday, how it at first I wasn't sure, and then you just really love it, and it's good news for Only Murders fans, right?
Yeah, I won't do any spoilers for Andy and others who are listening, but it has, with the season 5 finale, right before that dropped, they announced that there's going to be a season 6 of the show. The only details we really know about it, and this is potential mild spoilers finale because there's a little bit of setup, but we are going to have Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short will be back for season 6. And in a little bit of a switch up, they're going to be heading to London for at least part of, if not the entire 6th season of the show. So that should be fun. They've definitely built up a supporting cast there, so it'll be interesting to see how they work in any of those folks. I'm sure they'll find a way to do it. That's very fun and enjoyable. We don't have any date for the 6th season. They haven't announced production dates or anything like that, but the show's pretty regular, so I would expect it sometime next year.
I can't wait to see Martin Short's scarves in London.
He's probably going to put on one of those big fuzzy hats from the guards as well. It'll be a blast.
Right, it will. I know I've seen a few of the Doctor Who's, because there have been many doctors who played that part. But there are a bunch of Doctor Who fans out there. What's the news on this?
Yeah, hopefully the Only Murders crew can get to the bottom of this, because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that was happening with Doctor Who. The short backstory is, a couple of years back, Disney made a co-production deal with the BBC to not take over Doctor Who, but try to bump it up to the level of, say, a Star Wars or a Marvel. It was still on the BBC in the UK, but it was streaming on Disney Plus. Went on for 2 seasons that had a mixed critical and fan response, and clearly did not do what Disney wanted it to do. After the finale last year, or earlier this year, there was no news about Doctor Who for a very long time, but we finally know what is happening, which is Disney and BBC, not surprisingly, have parted ways. This is maybe a bummer for the big budget for the BBC, but it's kind of good news for Doctor Who fans, because they finally confirmed there will be a Christmas special. Granted, you'll have to wait a whole year for it. It's going to be next year in 2026. And they've also confirmed there's going to be a new series, which is what they call seasons, of Doctor Who. We don't know what the plot is. There were some big changes in the last episode of the show, but if you are a Doctor Who fan and have been wondering what's going on with it, it will indeed be back.
All right. I do not talk politics on the air, because you're never going to change anyone's mind. And politics came into play for an executive, correct?
For a showrunner. So this is actually one of the biggest stories, I would say, maybe of entertainment of the year. Taylor Sheridan, who is the guy behind basically every hit show on Paramount and Paramount Plus, from Yellowstone to Landman to Mayor of Kingstown and everything else, he is a one-man army in and of himself. He pretty much writes everything, directs a lot of it. Paramount has sort of let him go and run wild for the past couple of years, but Paramount has a new owner, which is Skydance, and it's run by this guy David Ellison. There's been a lot of reporting on this, but kind of shockingly, Taylor Sheridan left his Paramount deal, and 3 years from now, so there's still a little time, he's going to wrap up his shows. He is going to be heading to NBC Universal for a combination TV and movie deal. So at least part of this was the fact that he wanted to expand it to movies, and that was being limited to Paramount. But there was recently a report from the Wall Street Journal that one of the factors may have been, and this is kind kind of wild, actually, given that he's considered the guy who makes what are called red state shows, that Paramount wanted him to make his shows more political and specifically wanted him to make a show celebrating the 250th anniversary of America next year. And he is the kind of guy that very blatantly doesn't take direction from anybody. Again, he does whatever he wants. So we don't know how true this is, because there was a big meeting at Taylor Sheridan's ranch that was very, you had to be in the room where it happened to know what actually happened. But that seems to be at least one of the factors, is Skydance and this guy David Ellison pushing on Taylor Sheridan to do stuff that he did not want to do, and he just wants to do what he wants to do. So he is left for NBC Universal.
Wow. Yeah, I don't talk politics on the air. I honestly don't even really talk politics in real life anymore either, because, you know, everybody has a different view. If we could be civil to one another, maybe we'd learn something, but no one can be civil to one another. So I got to put my little sign up before Thanksgiving. No politics. No politics over turkey, because, you know, that's going to be crazy.
Well, and that seems like the sort of thing, if this is in fact true, that Taylor Sheridan was saying, is he considers his shows apolitical. He's not putting any political ideas in what them whatsoever. A lot of people read into them, certainly, and put things on him. But the idea that this company came in, took over Paramount, and was like, hey, this is what you want you to do, and we want you to change it, is probably more uncomfortable and a lot more money behind it than your typical Thanksgiving dinner, but
true.
The same basic idea.
That's true, although, you know, the cost of turkey is up, like with everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt for the rest of the week, and we're talking to Alex Albin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. And, all right, you had mentioned Stephen King's It, Welcome to Derry. There's a little programming note you wanted to add.
Sure. So It, Welcome to Derry is a prequel to the Stephen King novel, or more specifically to the 2017 and 2019 movies. It's usually going to be on HBO Sunday nights at 9 p.m. First episode premiered this past weekend, and it still will be. However, they're doing a little bit of a Halloween treat, which is dropping the second episode early on HBO Max on Friday. So that's actually going to be out at 3 a.m., which is pretty early for trick-or-treaters. But if you want to wake up with some scares with the second episode, you can stream it then. But then again, if you're watching it week to week, it'll still be on HBO at 9 p.m. on Sunday.
All right. Well, that's good to know. My kids, they're 22 and 26. But honestly, they can't start the holiday season without watching the appropriate Charlie Brown. So It's the Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown has been on already, and it's going to be on again. What to watch for Halloween? Can you help us, Alex?
For sure. If you want to check out It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, for the past couple of years, those have all been on Apple TV. And I believe you just missed the free window to watch it. But if you are an Apple TV subscriber, you can still check out that classic that still holds up. For me, my family and my kids, who are also slowly getting older, have been trying to do, and not successfully doing, the 31 Days of Halloween, watching a bunch of spooky movies. But to recommend a couple of things that have popped up recently on streaming, the other day we talked about Weapons, which came out this summer and is now streaming on HBO Max. That's a pretty wild movie about a classroom full of kids who all disappear one day and the town that spirals out of control because of it. I won't spoil all the twists and turns, but it goes in some really surprising directions. And it's a great second directorial movie by director Zach Krieger, who people might know from the comedy group Whitest Kids You Know. So big change for him. Two other recent movies I'd suggest if you're interested. One also on HBO Max is Bring Her Back, which is maybe the most upsetting movie I've watched in a very long time. I really like horror, and I don't get too upset about gore, but this is one that's really stuck with me. It is about two kids who lose their father in an accident. They go to live with a woman temporarily for a couple of months, and things get really, really horrible from there. It's from the same directors as Talk to Me, which was another bold debut set in New Zealand, I believe. Again, you got to be prepared. There are scenes that are very, very upsetting, but that's called Bring Her Back and streaming on HBO Max.
You piqued my curiosity on that, by the way. Just so
you know.
Just
get ready. It's going to really disturb you. The other one, which came out earlier this year and I was a little late coming to, but is now streaming on Netflix, is 28 Years Later, the zombie threequel from Danny Boyle. And this movie is phenomenal. I just thought it was absolutely great. You know, it started back in 2002. They released 28 Days Later, which started the whole Fast Zombies craze. And that movie, I think, still holds up. 28 Weeks Later, they had a sequel a couple of years later that I'm not a huge fan of. But 28 Years Later just reimagines, okay, what would England be like 28 years after the beginning of this rage virus zombie plague? Aaron Taylor Johnson is in it as this dad of a kid who he takes out for his first hunting trip on the mainland of the UK. Jodie Comer is in it as well as his mom. Ralph Fiennes is in it and is absolutely phenomenal. It is, beyond just being like a good zombie movie, visually, Danny Boyle has pushed his style in a way that is gorgeous and beautiful. Like, this is legitimately maybe the most beautiful looking zombie movie you've ever seen.
Said no one ever.
Yes. But it really is. I was really shocked. There's just images in there. I was like, wow, this is really gorgeous. So check it out. It's a wild movie that sets up a sequel that is coming out in January. So highly recommend it.
28 Years Later. And one day later, we will talk to you again tomorrow. Is that cool with you?
That is cool, and I will once again wish you a happy Halloween tomorrow as well.
Okay, great. Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. You can find it at comicbookclublive.com.